Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 226 is brought to you by all of our lovely patrons. They are the reason we get to enjoy this every single week. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yudi, Tab, Mikey Toe, and Lazy Villager Megan Leslie. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are going to give you our hottest takes about Animal Crossing. So to begin, hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, actually. I've been chilling today, trying to pretend that daylight savings doesn't exist, and watching vlogs about the Galactic Star Cruiser. Have you guys heard about this like hotel that Disney just created?
Oh yeah,
yes. All I've heard is that it's like really expensive, right?
I mean, it is, but all of Disney is expensive, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's like it's crazy. It's like really interactive and stuff. It's insane.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
And then, Sergio, how are you doing?
Hey, Chuy, I'm doing okay. It's been a very busy weekend, but, you know, we're hanging in there. Things are just busy, but the next coming day should be nice and relaxing. I didn't get a chance to buy turnips. I wanted to, but, yeah, it's just too busy.
Yeah, you know, I was going to tell you today that whenever I have improv on Saturdays, I have to leave like right at 6 to get there on time, and I don't get back until usually after midnight. So I miss KK Slider on those days, and it's such a bummer. every time. And then I wasn't up for turnips this morning. I mean, I was up, but I didn't turn on the game at all, so I keep missing both of those things. Got to get back into the habit. I still have the alarms on,
okay.
they're there. They're reminding me that I'm failing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's kick it off with some icebreakers, friends. I've got one for you, Sergio.
Okay.
What would you make a documentary about?
Okay, I have an answer, because this is something that I want to write a book about eventually, but maybe a documentary would be nicer. I want to write do a documentary about the history of the Nintendo DS.
Oh.
Because it's still, I don't know, I really like the Switch, but I would still say the DS is my favorite Nintendo system. I just love everything about it and how successful it was and how innovative it was. So doing a documentary would be pretty interesting if I can get a chance to like film the people that were involved in the decisions. I mean, that would be pretty high end, you know, talking to Nintendo and filming them. But if I could do that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I always dream about like Nintendo must have their own little history section where they keep all the records of the stuff they worked on and things.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I want to dig through those archives,
you know, right?
Just learn all about it. And it's funny you mentioned like the DS in particular, because I just saw a tweet that somebody had posted of like those old Wild World DSs, you know?
Oh, yes.
There's such a good video out there about somebody trying to like track them all down, because there were, the thought is that there's like, you know, the cover of Wild World, it's the, you know, you see the circle, the world on there, and then each corner is like a different season, right?
Right.
They made the DSs kind of match that. So there's like four different seasons of them.
Man.
And that would be awesome.
Imagine, like, I feel like if you bring them all together, you get a dragon and a wish, right? I mean, that sounds
right?
like it.
Yeah. Those are the that's exactly it. The dragon balls. awesome. I love that answer, Sergio.
All right. I have a question for you, Nina.
Okay.
If you could only wear clothes of one color, which one could you go with? You can go with all the tones, but just the one color.
Black.
Okay.
I think I'd have to go with black. Because then I could, like, dress it up with accessories and things, and black goes with everything, and...
Yeah.
I could have... I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd have to do black.
Would you say that gray is light black, so you would include gray as well?
Oh, totally.
All right.
I mean, by
gray
that
is
thinking,
off black.
Yeah.
White is light black.
Very, very light black. Yeah. Super
very,
light black.
Very, very light.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Okay.
That's kind of boring. I'm sorry.
No, but it makes sense. It works.
And it's dark black.
There you go. Yeah, real dark black. I'd wear some clothes that are so black I was a void. It'd be really interesting.
Oh.
Chewy, my icebreaker for you is less of an icebreaker and more of, I want you to tell us how NASA was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I was gone last week. If you all listened to the episode, we all recorded separately, put it together. It was fun. It was fun little different episode. Kind of fun because we don't really have a Animal Crossing podcast that we listen to. So it was nice.
Yeah.
I felt good about it with Nina, especially because we took that away from you, Nina. We added you to the show, and now, you know, you don't got anything to listen to.
I mean, I'm grateful still.
Yeah. I went to Houston, Texas, you know, famous for the line, Houston, we've got a problem. We went to NASA over there, the NASA Space Center, and I had never gone before. I'd been to Houston once before, but never, like, actually made it out to the Space Center. I took some really interesting pics. They had this little section that had kind of just, like, here are all of the cool space references throughout media and everything. And so they had a little section with robots, and one of them was Rob, like the Nintendo Entertainment System Rob. Yeah. And so I took a little picture of that. They had an arcade cabinet of the original Donkey Kong there, and that I had just seen a video about the first Donkey Kong game and the lawsuit that Nintendo got into because they didn't technically, like, write the code for that first one. It was another company. And you could play the original, like, arcade code version of Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong 64. And I was like, there were just so many cool things I just learned about that arcade cabinet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is cool to see. But yeah, they had a lot of cool things over there. We saw a giant rocket. What was the name of it? Like something 5. I forgot what the name was. But it was huge. They had these really cool, like, signs on there where if you looked at it through the app and the camera, it was like an augmented reality thing. So it was like, here's what would happen if we shot this rocket into the air. And it kind of shows you, like, all the parts that drop off. And then once they're in space, the little front section comes off. They turn around and get the moon rover and things like that. And yeah, no, I was fascinated the whole time. I saw where they filmed the moon landing. Bad joke. I kept telling that to Jackie when we saw this little thing. I was like, oh, this is where they filmed the moon landing.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they actually did that on the moon, everybody. It's okay. Yeah, so I don't know. It was a really fun time.
Nice.
So many things to look at and see. They had all these. It's a big, giant exhibit. Definitely recommend going. Oh, wait. I almost forgot. Kind of outside of it, they've started adding, like, some of the SpaceX stuff, you know, that's happening because there's, like, more of the commercial space expeditions going on these days just because funding for going to space from the government is, you know, it's down. But we saw one of the SpaceX rockets. And then also we saw one of the space shuttles that, like, was on top of a plane. Like, that's how they transported it over there. Like, it was on a plane. They had to transport it for, like, a mission I forget which one, but it was, they put it on top of a plane, and then that plane flew across somewhere, and then they like launched the shuttle off of the plane.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like they'd like dislatched it, and yeah. then that had to get like steered to land where it was eventually going.
Wow.
So we got to go inside of that and see it. And the one regret, Jackie and I wish we got like a piggyback picture outside of that to pretend to be like the plane and shuttle. yeah. And then I left one of my Garchomps there to fight at the gym.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Yeah, nice. Lots of Pokemon Go going on around.
Wow,
there.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, they have their own little stops and everything. So, yeah, it was a really fun part of the trip. And I would go back, definitely. And I'll try to remember. I've got to post them up, but on my Twitter, I'll post up the little video game related pictures that I got there of the arcade cabinet and the Rob that they had. I was like, nice. Oh, it's so cute.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, that's where I was. We're back to normal this week. It'll be a fun one. We're gonna make it spicy though. We're gonna talk about our Animal Crossing hot takes. I was really glad, Nita, that you messaged me and you're like, "Some of mine are mean." I was like, "No, we don't want tepid takes. We want scalding hot takes here. Things that people will definitely not agree with."
Look, just as long as nobody gets mad, we'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a great community. They know a lot of our opinions differ even from each other. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just because we like something doesn't mean you all have to like it too. So let's kick that off. Let's talk about our hot takes. Sergio, do you want to start with one?
Okay. I want to say this is probably not the hottest take I have on my list, but it's a pretty hot one for those that like to partake in the turnip trade. I don't think there should be turnip patterns. I don't think you should be able to predict if you're going to have a spike, if it's going to be a downslope, an upslope. I think it should be completely random, kind of like the stock market is. I think you should take a gamble and, you know, go all in, go all out, or big losses, big wins, but it should be random. I feel like that would make it more authentic, more interesting. I mean, it would definitely keep people from making big gains, predictable gains with bells, but you know, it would be more interesting. It would be more lifelike too.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like it's always just been too easy to make tons and tons of money off the stock market, you know? And it's at the point where I'm just like, we used to struggle for bells and everything. Like, why can't we have that struggle again? It doesn't all have to be rewarded to us right away, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, I like that take, Sergio, because I think we get too many bells as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nina, what's your hot take?
Well, I've kind of like globbed two together that are both museum related. Even though I love the museum, I was so surprised at how empty the big like shark tank where they all swim in a circle, you know? I was surprised that when I finished that tank, there wasn't like some like decorative item that popped in. You know how like when you donate certain fish, it'll bring like a mountain background or some plants or something. Right. That one feels so empty to me and I don't like it. It's not like the huge drawing piece that I think that they wanted it to be. I think there's so much more interesting places in the fish museum than that big old tank.
Yeah, it's so there's the other, I initially was thinking of the other big tank that has like five fish in it, you know, and I was like, well, that one at least gets some trees and stuff. But yeah, that big ocean tank really gets nothing.
Nothing. And they look sad in there going in circles. I don't like it.
Yeah. They're just circling. They have the windows in the back, which are kind of fun. The other day I was digging through photos and I found a really cute one of us like standing in all the windows and things. outside of that, it's just like, come on. It's kind of boring.
It needed a little bit something more, I think. And then along those same lines, in the bug section where the, I think it's the walking stick and like the orchid mantis, they have really cool enclosures, but the background wall of them is like this weird minty green that I thought that when I finished them, they'd get like a cool jungle wallpaper or grass or something, but it's just green. It looks like Nintendo forgot to put a background in it. It's so strange.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the videos where people take the camera and, you know, move it around and show like what's back in those backgrounds?
No. What do you mean?
They're all kind of just like they've been layered there since the beginning of the game. Like once you start the game, it's just like all the backgrounds are there, but they just like slowly remove them as you play. It's weird.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's kind of just like a pattern behind that.
Weird. So. I'll have to look that one up. Yeah, it just, like, again, in, like, that mountain fish scene, you get that cool mountain background, and these ones are like, here's some green. It's just flat green.
Yeah, it's such a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll start with my hot take, and I know people are not going to like this one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the grass deterioration is great.
Really?
Animal Tracks need to make a comeback.
Okay, wait, can I have a follow-up question, though?
Yes.
Do you mean the grass deterioration that was in New Leaf or the one that was in City Folk?
I think they did it better in New Leaf, like when it was toned down and everything. City Folk was definitely like, oh, this is a lot. I live in a desert now, desert. You know? But I think in general, I like the idea. And it's mostly because I feel like it makes like just more natural looking pathing, even than what we're capable of with the patterns. Because people can do some really amazing things with the patterns at this point, and they're great. But the fact that they don't have footstep sounds just ruins it for me. I want the footstep sounds. And so, I don't know, just having the natural grass deterioration, the animal tracks you make as you go about your day, I think that's really cool. I think it creates a, I don't know, just like a good-looking path that still has the footsteps. And I guess that's why I lean toward making the paths myself. And the standard paths we have are like fine and everything, but there is still just like too much of a limit on how many different styles we have, you know? I think the grass deterioration would create like those nice fuzzy edges with the grass and everything that would just make it better overall.
It would. That I remember I had an area in my New Leaf town that had the natural pathways, and you had to like run over it 15 times if you wanted it to stay fully deteriorated, and that was like part of my daily chores was to make sure that path was still muddy.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty great. Sergio, what's your next hot take?
You know, I think this is going to be the hottest take on my list. You ready for this?
Yes.
I think it would be better to have 4 players as a maximum amount of players at once. And the reason I say this is because I feel like this would make for a more stable and smoother multiplayer experience. At least based on how Nintendo likes to design their games and their systems, I know the next one is going to be better in terms of, you know, power, but I feel like still when we have 8 players at once, things are going to chug down more than they do already. So if it's for the best, for a better connection, a smoother connection, and more stable, first and foremost, I can see them cutting down back to four. And this is something I don't want myself in a way, because I've had plenty of experiences where I've had more than four people in my island and we had a great time, you know, voice chatting on Discord and all of us together. But if it makes for a more stable connection, fine, cut it down back to four. I mean, in a way, that's what we were used to. You know, that was the limit in ULEAF. But yeah, what do you guys think about this one?
I kind of want to take your logic even further. Would you rather have a outdoor item cap than to have islands that like jitter and like populate super slowly? Or do you like having the freedom?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I even thought, well, what if we make the island smaller so that it can still get, you know, cramped basically, but it doesn't feel cramped. It doesn't get the popping or the slowdown. No, I feel like it's better the way it is. It's fine because in a way it's up to the player, right? If you feel like things are chugging down a little too much, you can take a couple of things out. But I feel like the amount of players, yeah, it's like a good compromise, if you will.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, here's another thing that I'm interested in too. It's like there's also the time that it takes to get to eight people on their island.
True.
So I feel like cutting that down would... I really wanted eight players to be exciting and fun. And I think the thing specifically that needed to happen for it to be that way was mini games. Mm-hmm. And now that we don't really have like a mini game thing or any way to just like... play all of that stuff with each other, I'm like, what's the point? What's the point of having eight, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can totally understand what you guys are saying, but then to be devil's advocate, I think about that that New Year's party that we had on Keel Hall with all those people and all the villagers and how incredible looking it was.
True.
So we would have missed out on stuff and birthday parties that we've been to and things. So I don't know. I might disagree with your hot take.
That's true. I mean, I guess there is a point, right? That seems like a pretty good one.
But I totally get both sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to have to think about this one, Sergio.
Yeah. It's tricky. It's tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. Nina, what's your next one?
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of unfair and a little lazy that some character interactions are hidden behind amiibo paywalls. Like, for instance, when you scan in CJ to the roost and you get that like cool conversation of him talking about his dad and him talking about his dad and like how Flick's dad was more of his like surrogate father and things like that, like that never is gonna get seen by some people who don't have these amiibos. And I feel like these characters deserve more than that. Like, that's what makes these special characters so important in the Animal Crossing series. Like, how you used to get to know that like Nook and Mabel and Sable were really close, but now you won't really know that unless you scan them in. I just really don't like how that's kind of behind bars.
yeah, I guess it is kind of like hidden within an extra purchase. And I don't know, I guess you do kind of see it if you talk to them, but it's just like their dialogue is so limited that it feels like, when are you gonna see it? Basically never.
And it could have like happened like maybe on you unlock it by going to lots of different bug offs and fishing tourneys. Like, they slowly start talking to you about that kind of stuff the more that you go to and the more you participate. So I feel like there was more creative ways to get those stories into the game instead of it just being extra content.
And you're right, there's totally like the opportunities to fit it in and they just didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think my next one, I'll skip one, but I think it kind of goes along the lines of what you're talking about here.
Okay.
Okay. This one's weird. This one, I don't know if anybody's talked about this really, but I remember Pete in Nintendo Noise mentioned this, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's a good idea. But the idea is, I would rather see in the next game the villagers cut down to like literally just 20 or so. But because they do that, they're all very distinct. And they have like really distinct personalities that are associated with them and everything. So I'd rather see that, like them just cut it all down, cut the roster, instead of them just adding more animal designs.
Wait, really? You know? Down to 20 though?
Yeah, I would rather they just like really up the quality of what the characters are. And then make it so much tougher. Because, and this kind of falls along the lines, I guess I didn't really write this down as a hot take either. But I guess it just kind of falls also down the lines of, like, there are too many of the same villagers that are gaining popularity with people. And I think part of it is because, like, the personalities are so similar, you can really just choose the best skin, you know, the one that looks the cutest
right,
to you.
Right, right, right.
And then it doesn't really matter beyond that.
Hmm.
So yeah, I would rather see them just like completely destroy the roster.
Man.
How would you go about that? Like, who would make that choice?
That's And are only the cute ones going to get picked? Because I hate a lot of the cute ones. I would be so mad.
No, I would say just like completely make brand new ones. Just completely new characters.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, they'd be more like special characters than villagers then.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. And and I feel like, you know, that's a pretty intense way to go about it. But I think that's the biggest thing I want to change with the next one. I want the villagers to feel like a big part of my island.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead, Sergio. So based on the number, I'm thinking maybe you're thinking either one animal per species only, or maybe two at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Mm. Like all of them are cats, Sergio. You have to name them all. I think that'd be cool though, like if they even just like mixed up the species too, like did completely new ones, like do turtles, bats, like not even any ones that we've had before.
Yeah.
That almost feels more like Stardew Valley villagers.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd like it.
I don't know about that, Chewie. That's a big change. That's really big.
That is big. That's like blowing up the whole like system of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, in the amiibo system. What are you gonna sell 20 cards and that's it?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh man.
Well, they could each get their figures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my other thing. No, I'll save it. I'll save it.
Okay.
I'll let you go, Sergio.
Put it at the bottom of your list.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the next one. This is KK related. I think KK shouldn't be restricted just to Saturdays.
Oh.
And, you know, I love KK. Part of me disagrees with this hot take, but I can see something interesting happening. Like, for me, it would definitely make me play every day if there was a chance to see KK every day. So why Saturdays? I mean, I get why it's his thing and it's our thing because he made it our thing because it's his thing, if that makes any sense at all. But it would be pretty cool to log in any random day and he's there. Like, it doesn't have to be just Saturdays. I get it, and it's an awesome thing and it's an awesome consistent thing. But like I said, it would be pretty cool to just log in some random day and he's there. And even if there's another special character that day, it would be nice to get a random dose of KK once in a while. So yeah, just show up, KK. That's fine. It doesn't have to be just Saturdays.
Mm. He'd act more like the other village, not villagers, special characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, that's pretty. Yeah, that would be an interesting change for how to take him in. I mean, he already worked like pretty differently in this one because he had to do so much of the story before he was unlocked. You mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
So that was a big change, but I'm down for more.
Man, yeah. I'm still holding out for a record shop in the next game. Oh,
yes.
And then he can so still good. Travel, but oh gosh, yeah, that's what I want. my next one I kind of already said, but I do not like the cutesy villagers like Rosie and Cookie. Oh, no, I really hate them. They're like all so cute. They're creepy to me. And I think some of their designs are really lazy. And that might be because they're from such old games that the, you know, you could only go so far with the designs. But They are never in my top lists of villagers that I want on my island.
Wow.
Get them out of here. They'd not be part of the 20 that Judy would design.
Goodbye.
Get them out of here. Judy? No. No, Judy.
Definitely not Judy. She's the worst.
What's that other one? Megan! I don't like them. I don't like the cutesy ones.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what makes me. I guess sometimes just villagers, you hang out with them and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, you're great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I like that aspect of it too. Okay. Nina, you're like leading me directly into a lot of mine here. And I don't know if this like fits completely with what you're saying here, but in my mind it does. I love the random move-ins and move-outs. Mm, like,
yeah.
I really liked that aspect of Animal Crossing in the past where you had so much less control over how to, I guess, what characters lived with you, you know? Mm-hmm. There was really, like, no say. And even to the extent where, like, past games, it was brutal. Like, you just, like, open your door, open your mailbox, and be greeted to a letter that says your best friend just moved away, you know, like their goodbye letter. And it's heartbreaking and it's great. And I just want people to have that experience where they're just like devastated by the loss of their best friend, you know? And I don't know. I think the random move-ins are really great because you never knew who you were going to get.
Yes.
And you never knew what kind of relationship you would form with whoever you got. And I think it's important to have villagers that you really don't like move in and then strike up like either like a rivalry with them or an unlikely friendship.
you gotta hate someone.
Yeah, it can't all just be fine and dandy on your island, right? So yeah, that's a big thing for me. I miss it. Like even in New Horizons, like there is the option to just like autofill your plot, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's not as fun as them just coming in, wrecking your forest, wrecking your paths, having you have to completely work around whatever just happened to your place, you know?
Yeah.
I really like that aspect of the game where you don't have complete control over every little thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And we got just so much control in this one that it's like we're overbearing. We can straight up tell our villagers that we're moving their house and they got nothing to say about it.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's too much. We've got too much power in this one. Like just let a random villager plop their house somewhere you don't like and then just have to build around it.
I'm definitely with you. Like, I wish it was at least an option, you know, let you choose if you want randomness. I feel like we're some of the few crazies that would say yes, make it all random.
Look, we have more control in this game, and we're only the resident representative. And in New Leaf, we were the mayor, and we still couldn't tell them where to live. So, like, it needs to be the opposite.
Yeah. And in New Leaf, they at least, like, just completely showed up in a plot unwanted.
Yeah,
so I miss it. I miss that aspect of the game. And there are some really fun quirks, I think, associated with it, too, in previous games. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. One day.
Yeah, hot take for sure, but I personally agree.
Me too.
Nice. All right, for my next one. See, here's the thing. I don't... The shops in the game and, like, the resident services, even the museum, they shouldn't be open all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be interesting to have something like, oh, Timmy is sick today, so only Tommy is in the shop, so I'm only going to work half day because this is too much for me. Oh. Or Blathers is having surgery for some reason, and he's not available to be at the museum. Things like that, like they could have some interesting backstories or quote-unquote excuses for the shops to be closed any given day, and it should be random. And the reason I want something like this is because it would be lifelike. You know, sometimes you go to your favorite cafe or shop and it's closed for a day for X or Y, and you know, it's upsetting, but you understand. And mm-hmm. I want something like that in the game. It would like spice things up a little.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, if Blathers had to have like surgery, or if like the next day in the museum he had like his wing in a sling,
yes.
Or like he was like stung by the bees or something and had like a big welt on his head, like a reason why he hates the bug so much, that would be incredible. Poor Blathers.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I like that. I like the stores being randomly closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that would be so cute.
Yeah, I think that brings some like decent random element to it for sure.
Yeah, and I know it would like mess up somebody's progress if like you're trying to get this accomplished within a week or something like that, and you're counting on resident services being open every single day. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It would change things up, but I feel like it would be worth the change. It would make it more lifelike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know when things are gone.
Yeah.
I love it. It would be really cool. I still want, like, you know, like to see Isabel walking home at night after her shift. And then like, if you follow her, maybe on a certain day, she like accidentally falls in the river or something, but you can stop it if you see it happening. Like,
oh.
The more interactive, the better.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh my gosh. My next one, I'm still going after villagers here. So I apologize. I'm almost done. But the villagers that have markings that look like clothing but don't change, like, not talking about like Eugene who comes with his own glasses but you can swap out his glasses, mm-hmm. I mean like the superhero villagers or like the luchador villagers, I can't stand them. I want to be able to take off those dumb helmets. I think they would look so cute without them.
Yes.
And I think it'd be cool that if they switched it up a little bit. Like, that's a really fun aspect from them. But I don't want a big superhero walking around on Toy Day. Like, yeah. I don't like it. So I never have those villagers. I kick them out immediately.
Okay. Have you seen... I think Kid Cat recently got revealed, like, what he would look like without his helmet.
Really?
Somebody did a mod to take it off, and he's really cute.
He's so much cuter. I need that to happen in the next games.
Let me see if I can send this over to you, Sergio, because it's good.
Like, as cute as Eugene without his sunglasses, you know? Like, those kind of surprises are so cute.
Yes, I just want more of the things that we... Oh, I don't know if this will show up, maybe. I just want more of that, for sure. Like, more of just, like... the strange things that happen when you gift a villager something.
Yes. You know? Yeah, and it's like you get to know them better. Like, Kit Kat, you can be a superhero, just not always. Like, that helmet is going to stink after a while, buddy. Like, let me wash it. It drives me crazy.
Yes.
And it's like part of their skin. I don't like it at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you like them, Sergio?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening, you've got to look it up online. He's so cute. His little eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adorable. Mm. Adorable. All right. So it looks like it's my turn again, right?
Yes.
I think so.
All right. The next one I have is, I think it was a good call to cut all of the old furniture series and make completely new ones for New Horizons.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we had all of those old ones for a very long time, to the point where I'm like, they needed a glow up. They needed to be reworked and everything. I guess I'm like kind of sad that they still haven't quite made a return even after the updates and everything, you know. I would have expected them to. But I think overall, I prefer that the team spent more time to work on items that worked with this version of Animal Crossing, this HD Animal Crossing, you know. Mm. I think there was just a lot of cool stuff that they made and could work with, and I don't know. I just wanted to see new things. After four games of seeing all the same things, mm-hmm. it was nice to get new ones.
I get
interesting.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many classic ones.
Which one are you missing the most, Sergio?
I like the woody ones. The modern wood, all the wood ones in. There's just so many too, like even if it's something you don't want but it's something that the villagers could have, there was a lot of variety. There were so many good ones in the past.
I get that.
Yeah. All right, Sergio, what's your next one?
All right, so going back to villagers and having them move in or out, and I do agree with them moving out randomly, so I wanted to get approached in an interesting way. So in New Horizons, you know, you have the option of saying no, stay, and then they stay for sure. I think that's too easy. So what I would want to do is to have the villagers sort of approach moving out in a different way. Basically, maybe one day they could ask you, oh, you know, I'm feeling kind of bored. And you would have different ways to answer that. And like the mean one would be like, oh, well, just deal with it. if you answer them in the mean way a couple of times, they're going to take the hint and they're going to move out. So it would be like a way to sort of give you control depending on how you answer, but you don't always know what answer they want to hear, right? So in a way, you're dictating if they move in or out, but you don't even know yourself. So it's kind of random, but then eventually when they do tell you they're moving out, they will tell you why. They will tell you, oh, because when I asked this, you said this. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I agree with that or I disagree. But it would just make it more interesting and it would give them more backstory too. I guess it would be tied to the personalities, depending on what they ask and what you answer, if they decide to stay or not. So just some interesting way to switch it up.
Man, how fast would the community come up with like a chart?
Yeah,
for
right.
What kind of answers? I love that though. I like that when you kind of have to figure out what they want, like how with Harriet's questions for your hairstyles. Mm-hmm. That feels very Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was difficult in the first games too to keep some of the villagers around. Like some villagers were notoriously harder to, I guess, keep happy so they wouldn't leave, you know? So, like, even having that kind of aspect to it where it's like, oh, we're not providing the experiences that this villager wants, you know? And if they made suggestions of, like, what they would really like out of a town or what kind of activities or events, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot of cool ways to play with that and make it more... Okay. Nina, you played Littlewood. And yeah. You remember how there was like those little challenges where you had to place the houses at the right spot? Like, yeah. Oh, they wanted to be close to this. They wanted this type of furniture kind of thing. I really like those little missions that like it improved your friendship with the character and it revealed like what they were interested in and what their personalities were like just by like, oh, where they want to live and that sort of thing. So even getting like a mission where the villager's like, oh, I'm not quite happy where I live right now. I wish I lived closer to this, you know?
And so. That sometimes like completely ruins the layout that I had for my town in Littlewood. So that kept me like improving on everything, which is kind of what we were talking about with the random move-ins. It gives you something to work for.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just like, there's the idea of like, oh, my town's finished kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, but like, what is there to do once your town's finished? Like, don't you want something that like forces some sort of movement and lets you play with the ideas a little bit more, re-terraform a space, redecorate, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think the fact that we have so much control over like how things look and everything needs to be combated in some way with like missions that incentivize change.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like it, Sergio. I like that take. Nina, you're next, right?
Yes. And my cat is in front of the computer, so give me 1 second. Here we go. Okay. Lloyd. We got to talk about Lloyd. Oh. Because ever since I first started playing Wild World, it really creeps me out when Lloyd starts moving so fast. Like, the closer you get to him, the faster he moves. And, like, by the time you get to him, he looks like he's about to, like, come off his hinges. I really hate how fast he moves when you get that close. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. Calm down, Lloyd. It's not that exciting. I kind of wish that, like, that speed of his movement was brought down, like 4 ticks of speed. It creeps me out. It's like he's, I don't know. It's like he's, I don't know. I'm not going to say it, but I don't like it. but I like Lloyd. I don't like his movements.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, yeah, he's kind of done that forever. It was especially like pronounced in the first game. Like, if you ever had the little gyroid Lloyd at the front of your place in the first game, you see that like all of them really start gyrating when you get close there. And yeah, I can see that being pretty uncomfortable.
I don't like it, but I like it when I'm further away from him. He has like a really soft, like calming movement. It's really cute. That's all.
That's a funny one. All right. I've been going out of order. I should have been marking mine. I think. Okay. I know where I'm at. I want Rossetti to yell at you for resetting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again. I've heard why they got rid of him, but it's just like, now you don't even get yelled at. And I think it's fair a little bit in the other games where it was like if your power went out and your game turned off, it was like, oh great, I gotta deal with Rossetti for a while before it lets me log in again. You know, but if it on the Switch, I feel like that's not as much of an issue. You know, just because like you can just undock and your Switch is still playing the game, you know? And then the sleep mode also makes it so easy for your game to just keep going. So, yeah, I think Rossetti doesn't do anything when it comes to the rescue service thing.
Yeah.
Because that's technically his new thing, yeah.
It auto-saves, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be really hard to get Rossetti. He'd need, like, a new thing to yell at you about.
Yeah, exactly. We've got autosave. There's not much that feels like you're losing from the game turning off anymore.
Yeah.
Except for the experience of just interacting with Rossetti.
Right. Yeah. Maybe like if you have been neglecting a certain
aspect of the game he could get on you about that. That would be like a good way to bring him back and spice things up, but also to like remind you, hey, maybe you should go deep diving more often, or don't neglect the fossils, things like that.
Or don't leave trash hanging around. Like, clean up your town. That would be cool.
Yeah, make it a nicer place.
Free City the Recycler.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. All right. So for my next one, I want villagers to be able to redecorate what you decorate outdoors. So, you know, we all have our plans on our island, and we spend a lot of time making sure everything is like pixel perfect, or I guess spot perfect. But I feel like villagers should be able to mess around with the things we lay out outside, especially around their houses, right? They should be able to say, no, I don't like this in my backyard. I want it out. And they could put it in a trash bag and just leave it out their house, and then they can replace it with something they prefer. If you have like a park area, a pool area, they should be able to also move things around there. Maybe not as much as their houses, but I feel like they should be able to, you know, move things around. It's their island too, right?
Yeah.
And to take it one step further, something that Chuy mentioned about terraforming, what if the villagers could do terraforming projects of their own? Imagine that. Like, if they notice that you have this sort of empty area on your island and you haven't done anything in like weeks, they're going to be like, okay, there's this 4x6 area that I can do something with. I'm going to start something. And I mean, I don't need permission because this is my island too. I feel like that would be a cool way to maybe even the villagers come up with something you weren't thinking about, and maybe it would inspire you. And you could be like, I like where this is going. I'm going to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially around their houses. I like that idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a cool idea for sure. Like, if they took the villagers one step further, because they've always had like their custom interiors, you know, and I guess their custom exteriors too. But like, if they added yards, like fixed yards to them as well. So they move in and they're like, here's all my junk on the front yard. Hope you like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's fun. I it adds to the characters for sure.
Yeah.
It'd be cool too if you could like suggest things to them. Like, wouldn't a pond look really cute next to your house? And then you see them, like, with a little shovel or something the next day.
Yeah.
Like, one square a day. Like, they don't get very far very fast, but they're working on it.
Yeah.
That'd be so cute.
Very cute.
Let's see. My next one is kind of a two-parter on special characters. Well, no, it's a three-parter. Excuse me. I got beef with Leaf, Franklin, and Label. Oh, wow. So
beef with everybody.
Leaf's facial design looks way too much like clown makeup to me. Like, I know that three-toed sloths have like the cute little white face and stuff, but I like his cheek makeup and his big like lip makeup that I don't know, something about it is a little too creepy to me. So a little BTK. I don't know. I love Leaf, but every once in a while, like, you know, you glance at him the wrong way and it's like, oh god. Franklin needs an outfit glow up. His like his apron that he wears looks like a diaper. I think it needs to look more like Brewster's apron and not cling around his legs. I don't know why it doesn't like fall forward. It's real creepy too. And Label is just so boring in New Horizons. There is nothing to her in this game. And I've stopped going altogether because oftentimes my outfits are wrong, even though I think they look good. And I don't know. Mm. I think those three need just a little bit of help.
We told you. Label's the worst.
She's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Label.
But she has so much potential. It really bums me out that you can't, like, upgrade Able sisters or give her an extra little room or get to know Gracie with her. Like, she just is like a shell of her former
yes,
self.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's too bad. And I mean, if they were going to remove Gracie, there was such an opportunity to make her the new,
Yes.
like,
Yeah.
fashion designer star, you know? It's such a shame.
It is.
Yeah. All right, you take that back about Leaf. He's adorable. I am going to say my next one is I want them to end time travel and make the changes necessary to accommodate that for players. Meaning, Sergio, your take about the stores randomly being closed, still fine, but I think they should move to a 24-hour opening thing to accommodate that. Because, players are going to play when they can. They're going to log in when they can. And the only way I feel like they could really justify making people not time travel is by making all of the things accessible at all points in time.
Unless you sign up for like a time zone that isn't yours.
I guess
Oh,
there's that
right.
But you
still.
have to like stick with it, you mean? Like you're not allowed to change time zones and I don't know. You can't change the settings on your Switch. It'd be like a global clock.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But I mean, I don't know. I think there were just so many cool things that existed in previous Animal Crossing games, but really only existed because of how time sensitive they were. And I miss that. I miss like being tied into the events, and it just doesn't feel quite the same in this one.
I get that. Like I still need to play Festival. I'm still in February in Bergamot, and I know that when I do eventually get to Festival, it's not going to feel the same because it's on a different day.
And that is
Interesting.
one hot take for sure. Part of me agrees. Oh man, it's tricky. I agree. I agree. I know it's a nice option to always time travel, but I agree. Again, because the real-time aspect is the magic of Animal Crossing when you compare it to other games in the genre. It's the only one that is real-time, and I want it to be fully non-cheaty real-time. So yeah, just go all out and make it that it's only real-time, and you can only play it when you play it.
Man.
All right, this is my last one, and I think you're gonna disagree, Chewie, but I'm curious. I feel like the tools in the game should always be breakable. I feel like there shouldn't be this magical tool that doesn't break. And I know there isn't right now, but I know a lot of people want like the golden tools to never break. I feel like they should always be able to break because, like, even if you buy like the nicest, most expensive shovel in the world, it's gonna break at some point. You could do something bad to it that is gonna make it break. So yeah, that should be it. They should always break. There should be no way to have something that doesn't break in the game, especially the tools, especially because we need to unlock those Nook Mile rewards for making so many tools, you know?
I mean, I guess I always felt kind of like the golden tools should at least do it, but at the same time, I haven't crafted a golden tool in so long. I use the gold for other things, so I'm like, I don't even have golden tools. I'm not gonna deal with this.
Yeah, the golden tools aren't worth it. I mean, I understand they need to break eventually, but they don't last long enough for me. Oh man. I mean, I guess when you hit a shovel against a rock enough times, it's gonna break.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, by that
But
thinking, do you think that the terraforming shovels should break?
yes, yeah, yes.
I wonder how you would craft them. You need like some of Wisp or something.
That'd be kind of annoying, not gonna lie. All right, Nina, you're up.
This is my last one too. Cool. And it's just that I think the coelacanth is too easy to catch now. We need like another like mythical fish. You know, they're all too easy, and I kind of miss like the mystery in Animal Crossing. Like everything is just a little too easy now.
Good point.
Yeah,
yes.
I get that.
Yes,
I almost feel like they should even like really change up the fish that appear too. So, yeah.
And
I don't know how they would make it work.
Related to that, they should make the wasps harder to catch. And it could be random, too. Like, every once in a while, you get, like, red wasps that are out to get you. And they're going to get you no matter what.
Oh, like in Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That, you know what? I just was looking through my Nook Miles before I deleted Keel Hall. And one of the ones that I was missing that I didn't realize I was missing was catch a wasp 5 times in a row. Apparently, I'm really bad at catching wasps. I get stung like every other time.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that one pretty early on, I think. But at the same time, I used a little trick that has always kind of worked for it.
Oh, man, I gotta learn the trick.
Yep, you gotta know all the tricks. Mm-hmm. All right, I have one last one. I was almost mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I think they handled the Series 5 Amiibo cards poorly.
Mm.
I think there's some weird omissions here. For example, they went with a bunch of special characters in this set. They're half of the set, right?
Right.
But, like, where's the Harriet special card? Like, she got a complete redesign for this game. Yeah. They didn't make a new Tortimer one. They didn't make a new Katrina one. They basically didn't do any cards for all the special characters that returned to the game. And they all got, you know, they got updated designs. They're in the New Horizons art style. And, you know, some even more drastically like Harriet. But yeah, I'm sad that they did that. And then on top of that, like, why not just do include, like, the Welcome Amiibo set in that because there were 50 cards there that they could have used as well. So yeah, I don't know, I feel like they could have done something more with it, but they didn't. They just did not. So maybe one day
I agree.
they'll fix that.
we'll see, maybe for the next game.
But as of right now, I mean, I'm not going to expect it. We'll see. Awesome. Well, that's a lot of hot takes for this time. Let us know how you all feel about them.
I really
make
like
you angry unnecessarily.
No, and I really like the fact that we ourselves agree with most of these.
Yeah, we did agree with a lot of them for sure.
Yes.
So let's hop into Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here for you. This week's question was, what is something you'll miss about playing New Leaf online? So a couple weeks back we talked about New Leaf, and you know, eventually the 3DS will probably not have online support it anymore, and we'll lose a lot of little gameplay features from New Leaf. So I just wanted to touch in with our listeners and see what they thought of that. How about we go Nina, then me, then Sergio?
Okay. So Sasha505 says, playing mini games with other players or hunting bugs together on the island. This is like blanket yes, miss
yes.
all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be a shame when that's gone.
Yeah.
The next one is from Ganucci, and he said, for me, New Leaf came out while I was in college, so I never really used online, mostly because I was too busy to explore things outside of what was immediately in my town. I didn't have any friends that played, and I never really thought of Animal Crossing as a social game at the time, so it didn't really cross my mind to go online. I never played any of the multiplayer minigames, so when New Horizons didn't have them, I couldn't say I missed them because I never experienced them. For me, New Leaf was always a play-by-myself game, and the one time I did use online was asking for a silver axe in some random Animal Crossing chat room. And I totally understand asking for the silver axe, because it was pretty rare, and it was like a sure way to chop down the trees and get one of those trunk designs.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is a deep cut.
Yes.
Oh,
oh
no.
Yeah, that's not something that exists in New Horizons.
Those were so cool, man. I miss those now.
Yeah.
Toadette4x said, I know it's a cliche answer, but for me, it's Tortimer's Island. It had so many minigames and stuff that you could play with others. It could do with a few fixes, like a manual option to leave that you can even use if somebody is talking at the desk so that no trolls can keep you stuck there. But overall, it just had a lot to do online, and that was great. Yes, this is a good answer, and I feel like we definitely don't have a place like that, like an online connected place where maybe we could interact with random people. And yeah, definitely have ways to avoid trolling. That would be awesome, and that would be just a good way to connect with more players of this awesome franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lemmy V says, I've been getting back into New Leaf a lot lately, and it just hit me that soon we won't have online. I'll simply miss connecting with people and trading. There's so much in this game to collect, and it won't really be the same without trading with others. I'll make the most of it for the next year. Oh, gosh, and a year left. Ugh, that's tricky. Gotta get it done.
Yeah, and I guess I should also kind of fix this, because I know it's confusing. Specifically, the eShop is closing. I think the online will still work on the 3DS, but it's like the eShop will close. But I mean, I don't know how much longer, honestly.
Yeah, so exactly.
We can't say how long it is, but eventually the game will not have online.
Yes.
Lemmy's going to have to let us know.
Yeah, yeah. So Figment said, getting to play with my long-distance friends. I have a friend that would play New Leaf with me quite a bit, but since he lived 2 hours away from me, we would play almost exclusively online, except for once a month when we'd meet up in person. Now, I'm about to pack up and move out of state, meaning that meeting up and playing locally won't really be an option anymore. Thankfully, we have New Horizons now, but I'll really miss being able to hop on New Leaf with him and bask in the sweet nostalgia. That's fun. Mm. It's always great when you're, like, just connected to a friend with a game, too.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Nice. And Macho said, I'd imagine someone else will mention the minigames, so I'm going to take a different angle and say the train. I've always liked trains, so getting to ride one to another island was a very cute little touch. Oh, my goodness. Mm. This is a very awesome answer. So true. We just don't have that. I mean, we know we're flying on like a seaplane, but we don't get to see the flight. No animation. Yeah. I mean, we do get some like cool music. But yeah, the train was such a nice way to connect the towns. It was awesome for sure.
Yeah, I love that little animation. And then seeing Blanca on the train sometimes, adorable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for anybody who's a patron and listening and you want to start thinking about next week's question, it's going to be, what is your Animal Crossing hot take? I figured it, since we all talked about ours, we'd love to hear yours.
Yeah, the more people you anger, the better.
Yes.
Yes, make it spicy. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers to the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better, including tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, what is something you'll miss about playing New Leaf online? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.